The most important thing, obviously, 3 points at this stage, and we got there, and obviously a bonus to score a goal, so yeah, we're all delighted.
In terms of the victory, a little bit slow getting going, but once you did hit your straps, it was a dominating performance.
Yeah, it was similar to
Fulham.
Yeah, we didn't really start the best, and they had a lot of the ball, but once we got the first goal and we come out in the second half, we looked like a completely different team.
And the first two goals, how good were they?
Anthony's was obviously a great free kick, and Yuri's, I was screaming, don't shoot. And he hits the top corner, so yeah, they're both great goals. They're both capable of that, and just lucky tonight that they've both gone in.
Last time I interviewed you, I reminded you what you said when you came to this football club, I'm going to score some goals from set pieces. You've done it again tonight.
Yeah, me and Donkey have got a little competition of who can score the most, and I think he missed one from 2 yards tonight, I think it was, or maybe 1 yard. So I just had to go up the other end and make up for his miss.
In terms of that partnership, another clean sheet. I know that the goal tally is going to be important. We'll come on to that in a second. But what about the defensive performance? I think it's the 11th time now that you've been that back five. You must be feeling like a real unit now.
Yeah, we do. We enjoy defending, and that's our job, to keep clean sheets. So we're happy that the last two games we've kept 2 clean sheets, and hopefully we can make it another one on Saturday.
In terms of turning things around, how are the players focusing on these final few games? Is it a case of just, I mean, I know that another late goal for Burnley, you're still in third going into the final three games. How do you view it?
We just take it every game at a time. We know that if we do our job, then we'll get promoted. So we've got 3 games left. We've been saying it all the time from probably the last 10 games, 10, 9, counting them down, and every one of them we want to win. So we go into Saturday, we move on to Saturday now, go into that and try and get another 3 points.
How much confidence does it give you when you've got match winners like Anthony in your side?
Yeah, definitely. We know at our end we need to keep a clean sheet, because we know if we keep the goals out at one end, then we've got players at the other end that will always score goals, and the attacking players say that to us, to be fair. They say, you keep a clean sheet and we'll win us the game. And they do that, so we enjoy playing together as a team. There's a great team spirit, and we're just all happy to do our jobs.
You've obviously achieved promotion before. What's this experience been like, and how does it differ?
It differs because there's a bigger prize on the line. We was close to being wrapped up this time last year, so obviously it differs because it's so tight, but we just know that we've got 3 games left. If we win 3, then we get promoted, so we just have to do our job.
And what about Charlton on Saturday? I mean, they've been relegated this evening. Is that a good thing or a bad thing, or can you just never tell in these sorts of circumstances?
No, you can never tell. Obviously, they'll be in front of the home fans. They'll want to give a performance, so we just need to go there and do our job and make sure that there's no complacency, because we're playing against a team that's relegated.
You're going to have another massive following with you at the weekend. The away form's been excellent. The away support's been excellent. It'd be a great way to finish the season, wouldn't it? 3 more wins.
Yeah, definitely. As I said, we just go on to Saturday, concentrate on Saturday, don't look too far ahead of ourselves, and make sure that we go there and get 3 points.